Thank you, Quentin. Thank you, Jolene. I have been blessed. I'm always blessed at the beginning of the new year. We take time and we pause and we dedicate the new year in prayer. We dedicate ourselves to God and to following Him and to doing His will. And I'm excited about the different things that take place as we pray, as we begin to see God's hand actively alive in our own lives and in our church. And it's been fun for me these last couple weeks, and I know I have been blessed, and I'm going to share with you, and I just want you to know that today we're going to be taking testimonies of how God has blessed you these last several weeks as we've been participating in beginning the new year in prayer. We have been emphasizing two things. One, claiming Bible promises. All right? We had Bible promises out in the foyer. We passed them out. And in addition, we've been asking people to get together to pray with one another. And I hope you've been trying that. I hope you've been doing that. And as you take a look here in Titus, where our scripture reading was from this morning, excuse me. Well, hello. I got a helper this morning. All right. Yeah, Paul was writing Timothy, and I want you to notice here in verse 2, in hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie. Isn't that wonderful? Our God doesn't tell us lies. He tells us the truth, and not only does he tell us the truth, but take a look at this. It says, not only can he not lie, but he promised before time began. Yeah, God gives us promises. Do you know that scholars say that there's over 8,000 promises to be found in the Bible? Isn't that great? I want to claim every one of them. Yeah, and it excites me. And this is what he's trying to tell Titus. And this is what he's trying to tell us today. Yeah, get acquainted with God through his word. Yeah, it's one thing to know what the promises are, but do you know the one who is behind the promises? All right, get to know God and claim his promises. And Peter knew this. Yeah, Peter, just keep turning in your Bible, past Hebrews. Hey, you come to the book of Peter and 2 Peter chapter 1. Take a look at this. 2 Peter chapter 1. Not only does God give us promises, listen to these wonderful promises. Beginning with verse 2, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord, as his divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by the virtue by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah, there's great and precious promises all throughout the Word of God that you and I can claim, that we can get acquainted with, that we can ask for, that we can plead not only for ourselves, but for those around us. Yeah, now not only that, these are promises that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature. Not that we are divine, not that we have a divine nature, but that we can be united with Christ, and that Christ will hear and answer our prayers. Yeah, Christ, yeah, is going to transform our characters. We will have a Christ-like character. These are promises to change our heart and the mind, to wash us, to cleanse us, to renew us, to fill us with his Holy Spirit. Yeah, that we may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Yeah, this is what he's telling us. Yeah, read the Bible. Yeah, not only do we get to know who God is, but oh, he has given us lots of promises, over 8,000 promises found in his word. Yeah, hey, the Apostle Paul in the book of Philippians says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Yeah, have you ever felt weak? Have you ever felt tired? I'm sure Paul has. And Paul says, hey, I know the answer. I go to the Lord. And in the Lord, yeah, when I am weak. Hey, you know, when he writes this, he is in prison. Yeah, he's writing to the Philippians from a Roman prison. Yeah, he's chained. He has guards around him. And he is on trial for his faith. And you talk about going through hard times. You talk about going through difficult times. And he found that in these difficult times, he's never alone. And you will never be alone. Yeah, when you go through your hard times, he is right there by your side. And just as he helped Paul, he is helping you. Yeah, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Yeah, this is good news. These promises. Yeah, Paul talked about the love of God. You know, he raises the question, can anything separate us from the love of God? Turn with me to the book of Romans, chapter 8. Yeah, whenever you feel all alone, when you feel forsaken, and when you feel like nobody cares, when you feel like nobody understands. Yeah, we all have times like this. But here in Romans 8, Paul says, in Romans 8, I'm going to begin with verse 37. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Yeah, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Isn't that a wonderful promise? Yeah. Have you ever wondered if God still loves you? Yeah, you thought something or you did something wrong or you said something that you regret? Yeah, have you? I know I have, and I have done it many times. And yet, I know that my God hasn't given up on me. He hasn't turned his back on me. In fact, it tells me that in spite of myself, he still loves me. And the good news of the gospel today is that God loves you, and he wants you to claim these promises. He wants to help you day by day. Yeah, and we can claim them. And when every time when we get down on our knees, all right, we can claim these promises that God has poured out upon us. Yeah, in John chapter 6, yeah, Jesus says that no one can take us out of his hand. Yeah, isn't that a wonderful promise? Yeah, that God loves us. And John 14, he tells us that he's going to come again. Wonderful promises. Yeah, and he says, don't let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Yeah, he's going to come again. This world is not our resting place. This is not our final home. God has something much better. So much better. And he wants you to be there. He wants you to experience it. He wants you to experience his presence, his power in your lives day by day. Yeah. Hey, turn with me to these promises just aren't in the New Testament. Turn with me to the Old Testament. I'm going to go to the prophet Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 33. Yeah. Jeremiah 33. Moreover, beginning with verse 1, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah a second time while he was shut up in the court of the prison, saying, thus says the Lord who made it, the Lord who formed it to establish it, the Lord is his name, call to me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Now, yeah, isn't this interesting? He, Jeremiah, was in prison. Yeah, Paul was in prison. Yeah, isn't it something? Hey, these guys were in prison for being faithful and true and loyal and obedient to God. And God knows it. And God calls out to him. So many times we talk about praying to God, all right? But here was God talking to Jeremiah. Yeah, you can be in a prison. And guess what? You're not alone. God is there. And God speaks to you wherever you are, regardless of your circumstances. What a wonderful thought. What a wonderful promise. And he says to him, call to me. Hey, Jeremiah, don't give up. Don't give in. Don't quit. Yeah, talk to me. Yeah, that's what he wants. That's what he wants from us today, every day throughout this coming year. And he says, I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Oh, that's what I'm praying for this year, that God will do great and mighty things in my life, in your lives, in the life of this church. Yeah, God's got a great plan and purpose for each and every one of us. Oh, there's promise after promise. Oh, let me take you to Jeremiah 29, all right? I can't help but talking about these promises. How many times have we read Jeremiah chapter 29 and beginning with verse 11? For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. He says that to every one of us. What a beautiful promise. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Yeah, guess what God wants us to do? He wants us to search for him with all our hearts. And when we do this, yeah, we're going to connect with God and we're going to experience his blessings. He's going to pour them out upon us. You know, this week I had to go down to the conference office. I had to go down to the Sacramento area, down to Roseville. I was actually, we met at the Grace Point Church, which is in Rockland. And on my way down there, I was thinking of Psalm 33. Turn with me to Psalm 33. I knew I had this almost 6-hour trip, And that morning I had read Psalm 33, and I'm going to pick it up in verse 18, all right? And behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him. Oh, that's what a wonderful thought. His eyes are upon us, on those who hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in a famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help, our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in him because we have trusted in his holy name. Let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us just as we hope in you. And as I was driving down and thinking about these words, I finally got into Sacramento. I got off of I-5. I was going to I-80. I wanted to go to Amazing Facts because I had ordered some Bibles there and I was saving some money since I was down in the area. I wanted to pick up the Bibles because we're going to have evangelism beginning in March. As I was heading down I-80, I came into bumper-to-bumper traffic. You know what? We're so blessed here. You know, every time I drive down there, I say to myself, I am so thankful I live in Fortuna. All right? It never fails. Anyhow, I'm in bumper. I mean, I wasn't sure what happened. It was just... One car would just go about a foot, then another car, and then you would go about a foot, that's how bad it was. And here I have been driving for over 5 hours. I wanted to get to Amazing Facts to pick up these Bibles. And then I looked at my clock and I said, oh, they may close. So here I am in my car, all these cars around me, I could see everybody is stressed, everybody's upset, you know, so I decide I better call Amazing Facts to say, hey, I'm on my way, please don't close down, I want to pick up these Bibles. So I call them up, and I say, hey, this is Pastor Friedman from Fortuna, I said, I'm coming to pick up my Bibles, the person on the phone says to me, did you pastor in St. Helena? Now, I wasn't expecting that. That was the last thing on my mind. I mean, I've been pastor here for 8 years, and that before I came up from St. Helena. And I said, yes, I did pastor in St. Helena. And the lady says, oh, this is Danielle Garza. She said, you dedicated my baby daughter, Ava. And Ava is now 14 years old. Now, that really made me feel old there in my car. All right. And I couldn't believe that I connected. Somebody was on the phone, all right, that knew me. From Amazing Facts. And here I am in this traffic jam trying to get out of it. And I explained to her the situation, and she says, don't worry, Pastor. She said, you just get here as soon as you can. There'll be somebody here. We'll make sure you get your Bibles. And I had to sit there and say, you know, God had my back. He had me covered. Here I am, worried about getting down there on time before they closed, and he had someone already over there who knew me. I didn't know it, but he knew it. All right? And God was ahead of me. And I'm sitting there in this traffic. I'm looking around, and people are pounding on the steering wheel and yelling into their cell phones and everybody's stressed out around me, and there I am praising God. I'm just saying, thank you, Jesus. You have my back, and I'm going to get there, and I'm going to get my Bibles. So this is what this promise is all about here in Psalm 33. Hey, God's got your back. And during these last several weeks, as you've been praying, as you've been claiming the promises of God, has God done something for you?